Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we would love to share this hour or half hour with you. Give us a call now if you have something you'd like to discuss, perhaps a Bible question, something happening in life that you don't quite understand, would like some scriptural guidance on. Good opportunity right now to speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. Of course, if you're listening live or the delayed broadcast, the number's the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But right now, it's the live version of Basic Gospel, and here's the live Bob Christopher.
Yes, indeed. We certainly would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Go ahead and call that number, 844-322-2742. Bob, we have a great resource that we're offering our listeners this month. It's a 30-day devotional on the topic of forgiveness, and we want you to take this journey. It's a journey that will absolutely revolutionize your life, revolutionize your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and really become the foundation for every relationship that you have. Forgiveness is the number one issue that we discuss on the broadcast, forgiveness and assurance of salvation. Why is that so? Because we struggle with it. We don't really understand what forgiveness is all about. We feel guilty when we sin. We want to know, how do we get back into God's good graces and all of these sort of things. And with all of those thoughts, all of those ideas don't really line up with the clear teaching of the Word of God. So we want you to see what the Word of God has to say about the finished work of Christ and the forgiveness that you have in Christ Jesus. And we go through this methodically. Like I said, it's a 30-day journey. You can make it last as long as you want.
Sure.
But this is the stuff that will really open the door for you to experience Christ's life to the full. We want you to have this. Again, it's Forgiveness, a 30-day devotional. It's available on our website, just at basicgospel.net. Click the donate button and follow all the instructions there. We actually have a little video up on the link that you can watch, about a 45-second video that talks about the benefits of taking this 30-day journey of forgiveness in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Again, available for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Now, as far as where we want to start today on the broadcast, I want to go to one of my favorite passages out of the book of Acts. It's in chapter 17. So Paul is there in Athens, and he is standing at the Areopagus, and he's talking to the philosophers of the day, and he's engaging them, and he's starting the conversation about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But he uses some things that are familiar with them. So he's getting on their page. He's trying to enter their territory and talk about stuff that's important to them as a gateway to a conversation about the things that really matter, and that's Jesus Christ himself. So he says, "For men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Now, what therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you." So they knew of an unknown God. They knew that there was something beyond all the idols that they had constructed through their own imaginations and their own hands. They knew there was something beyond that, but to them he was unknowable. And here Paul took that information that they readily understood, and he said, "I'm going to explain this to you, this unknown God. I'm going to make him known to you." Now, he goes on to say, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by hand." So he's beyond our human imagination. He's beyond our human ingenuity or human innovations. He's beyond that. He doesn't live in the things that we make. And he says, "Nor is he served by human hands." He doesn't need us. We're the ones that need him. He's the one that serves us.
Yeah.
So we are served by the hands of the living God. now as though he needed anything, since he himself, and this is a very important passage right here, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. So who we are, all that we are, how we live our lives is a gift from God.
Yeah.
It's from his hand to ours. And then he goes on to say, and he made from one man every nation of mankind. Now, this is so timely, so relevant, so important for where we are at this current time in human history. Race relations are tense right now, and divisions are out there. And those divisions seem to be getting wider and wider and wider. But we have to understand that these divisions, these separations, these putting one group, a group of people together based on the color of their skin, and another group of people together based on the color of their skin, that's all a human construct. That's not of God. That is not biblical. God made one race of people called the human race. He made it from one man, and from that one man, all nations have come to be. So we together are the human race. So if we want to know how to treat one another, here's where we have to start. That we all come from this one man, Adam, and he has populated this nation, and we're all where we are for one reason. And Paul goes on to explain that. He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. So why do you live where you live right now? Why were you born in the place that you were born? Why were you born into the family that you were born into? For this reason alone, that you would seek God and feel your way toward him. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. And that's the drive of every single human. We know there's something beyond us. We know there's someone beyond us, and we intuitively know that he's somehow the answer to our human situation, that he can lift us up out of our circumstances, and he can give us hope and life and all the things that we need. So instead of bemoaning where we are and what's going on in our lives, we need to take a look at this passage and realize that God had a purpose, and that purpose was to drive us toward himself.
Yeah.
So let's begin to see one another from God's perspective. Let's begin to recognize that we're all part of one single race called the human race. Mm-hmm. And all of us as humans have the same internal desires, the same internal needs, and that's to know God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son, to be reconciled to God through the saving death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and in being reconciled to God, to become reconciled one to another.
Yeah.
And to be able to live in peace and harmony. So the gospel of Jesus Christ has to be the grid through which we look at all things. And until we can get the gospel grid over all of humanity, we still have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
So let's be about the Father's business of laying out there the truth of Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Thanks, Bob. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, great thoughts, and you expressed them very well.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. We have open lines for you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. We have calls already on the screen, but we would love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. And as we approach the end of our fiscal year, and as you consider your year in giving through Basic Gospel, well, please keep in mind that we're here only because of the generosity of so many of you who step up and go to bat for us. And, you know, this message of truth and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ is just one that resonates with so many of you, and we're grateful for that. Your gifts are what keep the good news coming, and this fiscal year end is a vital time. So please consider what the Lord would have you do to keep the good news coming through Basic Gospel. And as always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net. Just click that big prominent donate link. If you would prefer to mail your gift, you can do that by sending your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's 751 Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, by the way, before we go to our first call, I want to remind our listeners, Bob, that as you make your donation this month, we're going to send you this wonderful little 30-day devotional that Bob was talking about early in the broadcast. It's called Forgiveness. Big subject. We talk about it a lot. We'd like you to fully understand it. And so as you make your gift, we'll send you a copy. Well, again, 844-322-2742. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to talk to our friend Landon, listening to us out in Salida, California. Hi, Landon.
Hi.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. I have a really big question. This is something that I'm really struggling with right now. Are people struggling with addictions really saved that are still struggling with addictions? Because, like, the reason why I ask is right now I'm really struggling with a really, really strong addiction. And I'm having just a really hard time because I have that, you know, I get into that high where I'm like, oh, I'm going to overcome this, you know, and then you get to that point where it's just a spiritual high. And then maybe in a few hours again, you know, and at that point when you're on that high, you're like, okay, God, please forgive me. You know, I'm going to be strong. And then 2 hours later, immediately you come right back to that addiction, and there's no, it's like a trap. And it's like I want to want God, but I don't want him yet. And I don't know how to get out of that.
Well, Landon, that's a great question. And what you're struggling with is a lot of exactly what the Apostle Paul struggled with. I think if you read Romans 7, you'll kind of read your story. You'll feel like, wow, he's peaked. He knows what's going on inside of me. So he said in verse 13, did that which is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin, and I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. And he goes on to say, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so what is the issue? Well, when we're lost, we were dead spiritually. We were under the ways of this world. We followed the ways of this world. And the ways of this world were controlled by the prince of the power of the air. And all of that worked where it led us to be people who lived to gratify the desires of our flesh. So we have Satan, we have the world, we have the flesh, all against us, all surrounding us, trapping us, keeping us from doing what we want to do. Then we come to faith in Jesus Christ, Landon. We hear the message concerning Christ. We hear that Christ died to forgive our sins, that Christ died to forgive my sins. Then we understand that he was raised from the dead, and he was raised from the dead so that we too could be set free from sin and death in order to live in the newness of life. So when that happens, when we believe the gospel, then we're made alive together with Jesus Christ, and God sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. So we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We're holy in God's sight. We've been made righteous. We've been made fully alive. We've been cleansed by the blood of Christ. And now Christ lives in us. And he's found an eternal dwelling place inside of us. So he lives in you, Landon. Now, the house that he lives in is a house of that human body of yours. And within that human body, within the members of that human body, sin still resides. And you still have fleshly desires. They're pent up in that human body. So you're going to have those fleshly desires. Those fleshly desires aren't going to go away. That's
no
just
what?
No matter what.
Not until we go,
Not until you get a new body. Not until you go and be with the Lord. So
that would be nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could have that new body now.
Amen. We all do. Well, here's the deal. Paul said for us in Galatians chapter 5 that we're to walk in the Spirit, and in walking in the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So, Landon, when you were lost, all you had on the menu were the desires of the flesh. That's the only thing that you could choose were desires of the flesh. Well, now that Christ lives in you, his Spirit is giving you a new set of desires. So somebody wrongs you, for example, the fleshly desire is to get even, to seek revenge. The godly desire, the Spirit-given desire, is to be reconciled, to forgive. Now, as you take a step of faith and be reconciled and forgive the person that wronged you, in doing that, you're not gratifying that desire to get even. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Landon, if you've had addictions in the past, those desires for what you're addicted to aren't going to go away. Why? Because that's how the flesh was gratified. Somebody may be addicted to pornography and then come to Christ, and they think that they will never have a desire to see pornography again. And then, you know, a week later or a month later, that desire shows up, and they're wondering, well, am I even saved? Well, you don't want to judge your salvation based on fleshly desires. God's already said those aren't going to go away. What you want to look at is, do I have Spirit desires in me? And if the Spirit of God is living in you, yes, you do. And you
have a spirit desires. Should I look for? I mean, I kind of feel like that's a dumb question, but.
Well, it's all about love, isn't it? The Spirit of God is going to teach us about love. So let's go back to the pornography illustration. If you are looking at pornography, you are looking at images, and you're looking at those images as objects instead of human beings that have mothers and fathers and human beings whom God sent Jesus to die for. So we're just seeing them as objects to gratify desires of the flesh. So with God-given spirits, we begin to say, wait a minute, that's a real human being. That's somebody that God loves, somebody that God loves so much that he sent Jesus to die for them so that they could experience forgiveness in life. So as you begin seeing them through this gospel truth, it's like, gosh, I don't want to look at them as an object anymore. I want to put that away. And so it's that truth that the Spirit is putting in you about human beings that makes you see them for who they are from God's vantage point, And that changes kind of the whole scenario, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to come to this point, Landon, and say, I know I've received Christ. I know that Christ is alive living in me. And because he's living in me, that means I'm clean. It means I'm forgiven. It means I'm holy. It means I'm righteous. It means I'm alive. All of that's true because Christ lives in me. And Christ, through his Spirit, is going to be renewing my mind and elevating me to see things from his perspective. And so I'm going to trust him. Instead of trying to fight an addiction, instead of trying to fight a fleshly desire, you simply say, I'm going to trust him to keep doing the work inside of me. And so instead of focusing on the addiction, focusing on the fleshly desire, you start focusing on the Lord. And you see that desire start to diminish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So you're saying is when I start, you know, like studying the Bible and actually reading it and taking time to spend time with God instead of, let's say, you know, thinking, okay, I'm not going to do it, you know, today, or I'm not going to drink or take that drug or whatever you're addicted to. I'm not going to do that today. You know, instead of trying to do that, just literally just like read God's word instead. Or
well, it's not only reading God's word, but it's.
I mean, spending time with him, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Praying and, you know, all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let me do this, Landon. I've put together a little booklet and a teaching series called "Living Life on the Edge," and it is information targeted at your question.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And it's four messages. It's a little booklet, and I want to put that in your hands. I want you to listen to it, and I think you're going to find it extremely beneficial. So I'm going to put you on hold. But before I do, don't judge whether you're saved or not saved based on the desires of the flesh. Those are inside you, in that body that you are living in. So those desires of the flesh aren't going to go away. Judge your salvation based on what God says. And what God says is going to be found in the Word of God. And it says this, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord is saved. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord has God's Spirit living in them. So you want to look at that, and you want to let that lead your heart to say thank you, and to lead your heart to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you as far as this addiction is concerned.
Okay. And is it okay if I say something?
Yes.
For anyone else out there who's listening to this, I really hope that if you are struggling with this, that it helps you too.
Well, Landon, thanks for asking it, and we've already had a couple of people on Facebook and YouTube say this has been very helpful to them, and they're very thankful that you have asked the question. So
you've
done a good thing, my friend, just by being open and transparent and asking some really heartfelt questions. So you hang on, and we'll get this Living Life on the Edge to you, okay? Hang on.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Well, friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Overnight, if you have Bible questions or life issues you'd like us to discuss, you can give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you, as always. And again, that number, 844-322-2742. Keep in mind that this month we end our fiscal year, and we ask your prayerful consideration of what your gift might be to help us meet the year-end expenses and needs and continuing to produce resources and programming that proclaim Jesus Christ and the fullness of his love, grace, and life. You can make your gift online anytime at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Or if you prefer to mail your gift, our address is 751 Hebron Parkway. That's spelled H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas. And Louisville is not Louisville, it's Louisville, L-E-W-I-S-V-I-L-L-E, Louisville, Texas, 75057. We'd love for you to partner with us. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again tomorrow with us for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.